This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When it comes to relationships, one thing is true. The best way to be strung along is by refusing to let go of the string. On today's case, Ms. Gates says that after leaving a failing relationship, she thought she hit the jackpot when she met Mr. Hatter. Now she says she can't shake the nagging feeling that he has no real intention of making it down the aisle. Will Mr. Hatter set a date? Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Gates versus Hatter.
Thank you very much. Ms. Gates, you say your fiancé has checked out of the relationship and you suspect he may have one foot out the door.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Hatter, you say you love your fiancé, but it's her ultimatums that have soured your relationship.
That's right, Your Honor.
Okay, so I am looking at two people who have been together 3 years, but you've been engaged a year and nobody's pulled the trigger. Ms. Gates, why don't you tell me why we're in court today?
I believe that my fiancé's leading me on. I believe he loves me and he wants to be with me, but he has no intention of ever getting married. And I want to get married, and today he's going to have to make a decision.
One way or the other, we're going to get to the bottom line. Mr. Hatter, what say you? You heard what Ms. Gates said.
I did. I'm a grown man, and I refuse to be hassled or have ultimatums thrown my direction. We're adults, we can work this out, and that's what we're here to do.
Mr. Hatter, I think that is a very succinct way of putting it. You're grown and you will figure out when it's time for you to get married, when you're ready to get married. Is that it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Gates, you said this shouldn't be a surprise to Mr. Hatter because you have laid it out from the beginning what you were looking forward to in this relationship. Take me back to when you met and what led us to the point where we're in divorce court.
John was a bartender in a bar that I also did promotions and events at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was really cute. He still is really cute, very handsome. And I was taken back by his charm, I won't lie. But I was married at the time.
Okay.
And so, and plus I would never date anybody in the same industry as that I'm in. So about 3 years ago, my relationship with my husband ended.
Okay.
And John popped up on my Facebook Messenger and...
All of a sudden, what was a cordial... co-worker relationship became more romantic.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm curious how what started off so nice with lots of things in common could get us to a point where we are in divorce court.
He started getting texts late at night. I think something's going on with him and another woman. And he said it was a client. I tried to dismiss it, but then he got a call and it was midnight. I saw the phone, it was a man, but when he was talking on the phone, I heard a woman's voice.
Mm.
And so I went through his phone later on.
And you always do it, Robert.
I found the number and I called it the next day.
Ooh.
And it was a woman's voicemail that I got, and he said it was a man. And it was saved under a man's name, but it was a woman. And I want to know why he's saving a woman in his phone under a man's name.
So, Mr. Hatter, tag, you're it. What was this about?
Okay. I work in the industry of sales for construction supplies, and I make myself available to my clients morning, noon, and night.
That's one of your sales tactics. So you say, you're never going to not be able to get to me, basically.
Correct.
Understand.
So, I do get phone calls and texts from all sorts of people day and night. I mean, to cut to the chase, I don't appreciate that she called my client. I mean...
I don't either. Thank God she got a voicemail.
Yes.
Because that could cost you clients.
It would lose me a sale and lose me innumerable references.
So here's my question, though, Mr. Hatter. Why did you save a woman's phone number under a man's name? Just question.
It was just the easiest way to do it when you have repetitive names in your phone. It's a nickname that she goes by. Like Michelle might be Michael, Samantha might be Sam.
Which I don't have any problem with either. Let me tell you one thing that I might suggest. I appreciate being able to reach my salesperson or my contractor, but what I have learned to do is to place my phone on focus and do not disturb.
Right.
And after a certain amount of time, then once you press that button, then no call should get through so that it doesn't disturb your family life. Does that make sense to
you? Agreed. I agree.
But according to Ms. Gates, there was something more to the story.
Yes. I was hearing him getting texts from another housewife. I say housewife because he saves the housewives in his phone as housewife this, housewife that. There was one that was texting him at 11 at night. And when I went through his phone again, I saw the call log. And that same housewife that he had saved under his Mountain Lane housewife was calling him at 2 a.m. And I submitted that to the court.
All right. First of all, let me see it so I can see what the evidence looks like. Okay, so Mountain Lane housewife has made some phone calls. And then he returned a call, because when one is red, that means it's an outbound or an inbound, and then the other color is one or the other. Okay, so here's my problem. If he has multiple homes that he goes to, what's wrong with it being saved under that name? I just want to see what the problem is, because that actually looks like what normal people do put in their phone when they're saving clients so that they can distinguish which client.
It's the late night calls and the fact that he didn't talk to me for 3 days after I confronted him and asked him about the phone call.
I can guarantee you he didn't talk to you for 3 days, not because you confronted him, but because you went through his phone. I can guarantee that was why it is. Mr. Hatter, I don't live in your house, but does that sound familiar, what I just said?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate that. It sounds very familiar. You know, my phone is an open book. You know the people that I deal with. I mean, half the world...
But why is she calling at 2 a.m.?
I don't control people's personal lives. I don't know what they're doing on their day-to-day. I just know that I'm here to take care. Yes, service their sale. But their sale is all I service.
Has he ever given you any indication, Ms. Gates, that makes you say he's cheating on me? Because this is not an indicator of cheating behavior, is what I'm saying.
Well, he's been in 3 other engagements with women older than him. The last engagement that he had, he left 3 months before they were supposed to get married.
So you think Mr. Hatter is a perpetual cold footer?
Yes, and I don't want to be the next one.
Now I get it, Ms. Gates. That's why she's so insecure about what you're doing, is because she thinks you're setting her up for failure, Mr. Hatter. What say you?
I'd rather be a perpetual cold footer or accused of being one than be a consistent guest here for having to be in another divorce.
So you are looking for the right one that is going to be permanent for you,
I'm trying
correct?
To be practical. And sometimes things don't work out in relationships.
I'm gonna be honest with you. He won't pick a date because he didn't ask you to marry him. You asked him and pushed him into a corner. So I'm trying to get to the point where, Mr. Hatter, when the ring was presented...
Yes.
Did you turn around and say, okay, will you marry me?
Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I feel like you have a problem with commitment. I bought my own ring.
You did what?
I bought my own ring.
Well, first of all, I believe that you can buy whatever thing you want to buy because you're a grown woman. But was it supposed to be an engagement ring?
Yes, I was trying to, like, help him along.
That's not helping him along. That's pushing him.
Well, he agreed he'd propose.
Listen to what you just said, Ms. Gates. He agreed he'd propose. That suggests it wasn't his idea.
Oh, I was kind of trying to call him out on his bluff after his other engagements.
So, Mr. Hatter, how did this all take place? Because it doesn't sound like you got down on one knee and took her hand and said, you're the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. What happened?
The way it was presented to me was rather out of nowhere. Working on my computer, she often comes up and will give me a hug from behind. This time it was a hug with a box in hand, and there's only one thing that comes in a box that big. And surely I opened it. And there was a ring, quite obviously an engagement ring inside.
And it wasn't for you.
No, it was for me to give to her. And it was not very subtle. And I understand, I mean, we've talked about it, we're on the same path. And she wants me to know what her intentions are in this relationship. And I understand that. It was just the way and the force with which she came at me were unexpected and perhaps a little much, but I understand that everybody does things differently, that she has maybe a different set of needs or a greater set of needs than I do. But when you love somebody, you give wiggle room for things that aren't necessarily you. That's why you're marrying somebody else.
Well, actually, you could all do it any way you want to do it. It's just you need to be on the same page with how you want to do it. Well, I have seen couples, Ms. Gates, that come in here and get engaged, you know, literally 2 months after they meet each other, and they can have 30-year marriages. But I also have seen people that have been together for 9, 10 years, have 2 and 3 children between them, and they still haven't pulled the trigger. The only relationship that will fail is the one where the two people have not met on what their expectations are. What are your expectations, Ms. Gates?
Well, my expectations are I want to get married. And I want him to commit. I don't want to play house with a grown man.
How long did you wait till y'all moved in together?
About 2 years ago together.
At that time, did you lay out that you were moving in, but with the expectation that you all would formalize and be permanent within a certain amount of time?
I did tell him that I wanted to get married eventually, and I'm not interested in just being a girlfriend.
Gotcha. I'll go to you, Mr. Hatter.
We did have expectations that we spoke about. It was brought to me rather strong at the beginning, and it was less of a conversation and more, like I said at the beginning of all this, an ultimatum. And it just felt...
But he won't pick a date.
Well, it felt forced instead of natural. It's
because he didn't ask you to marry him. I'm going to be honest with you. He won't pick a date because he didn't ask you to marry him. You asked him and pushed him into a corner. So whether or not he wants to get married, that's when he starts to make a plan. So I'm trying to get to the point where, Mr. Hatter, when the ring was presented...
Yes.
Did you turn around and say, okay, will you marry me?
No, not right then.
He said he wanted to propose to me.
And he
said he would.
Okay, so, Mr. Hatter,
yes. You
agree that that's what was said?
We did have this conversation before,
okay.
Yes.
There was one time I thought I was going to meet his parents. He had a cookout. He needed to bring charcoal and lighter fluid. I said, I'll go pick it up and I'll bring it out. So I get up a bottle of rosé. I bring it all to him at the door. He takes the charcoal, the lighter fluid, and the rosé, gives me a kiss and says, I'll see you when I get home. And he shuts the door.
Pearls got clutched.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Did you ever actually, you, in your heart, say, she is the one that I'm ready to make my wife, so I'm going to ask her to be my wife? Have you done that yet?
Internally, yes, and externally as well. I eventually did propose to her. We like to go out on walks, often in the evening. There's a park near our place where we live together.
This sounds pretty romantic.
And I took her there, and because it's kind of our thing, you know, for me, it was more symbolic in the way of what I want. I want my life stroll through the park to be with you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that's how I thought I would present it, because for me, that's more... natural, that's more long-lasting.
I think that's beautiful. So is that where you ask her to be your wife?
That's where I asked her.
I expected a bigger proposal, though. He took me on a walk, and he proposed to me at the park.
And you're saying that wasn't enough? What did you want?
It wasn't romantic. It was just like he did it because he felt obligated.
Ooh, I wonder if he felt obligated.
I felt ambushed. Obligated is like the small way of saying it. Your reaction to the way I proposed was... underwhelming.
How did she react?
Surprised that I did it there. I mean, there was a night not long after where we've been officially engaged for not more than 60 days, and she takes me out to a nice hotel and bar, and it was another ambush where we went out to a place where she already had pricing picked out for a possible future evening, and wouldn't this be a great venue?
Oh, she took you to a reception venue.
Yeah.
Hey,
we're out on a date. I mean, wow. It was a date to create a date. I mean, the manager went and got the appointment book.
That was a straight ambush.
After everything, I just want to see if he's serious. I want to know that he's serious about me.
I'm here, aren't I?
But why wouldn't you say, babe, I want to move this forward? I've seen a couple of reception venues.
Well, I don't feel like he is committed. I'm the one who bought the ring, and I know he didn't ask for it, but we had already been talking about marriage, and I just felt like it was never coming.
But Ms. Gates, if he wasn't committed, he would have left a long time ago. You all don't have children together?
Thank you, Your Honor.
If he wanted to pick somebody else, one of those housewives on Mountain View Lane or whatever the heck it is, he would have done that. But he's still here. So here, Ms. Gates, Mr. Hatter, is the deal. There are reasonable expectations from both of you. If you want to get to a point where this is going to be your wife, you need to spend some more time with her. You need to make sure that the red flags that you're feeling are not waving constantly. I feel you, Mr. Hatter.
Yes.
And Ms. Gates, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket if Mr. Hatter decides that you're going to be the fourth broken engagement. I completely get you from there. But the two of you have to get on the same page.
Yes. And also, like, there's other things. I haven't met his parents.
Do they live in the same town?
Yes.
Mr. Hatter, are you close with your family?
I am close with my family.
Okay, but I'm curious.
There was one time I thought I was going to meet his parents and his family. He had a cookout. He needed to bring charcoal and lighter fluid. And I said, don't worry, I got you. And I said, I'll go pick it up and I'll bring it out. And I thought, finally, I'm going to meet the family. And so I got in something nice and I picked up a bottle of rosé. I bring it all to him at the door. And he takes the charcoal, the lighter fluid, and the rosé, gives me a kiss, and says, I'll see you when I get home. And he shuts the door.
What?
Pearls got clutched.
Yeah. I was embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
You were not invited in?
No, nothing. I didn't even see, like, I could see a few people in the background, but that was it. He shut the door.
Ouch.
Mr. Hatter? She's at the front door. Why didn't you invite her in?
She's at the front door because we were three sheets to the wind, and I didn't think it'd be the best way to introduce her to my family. That's really just it, Your Honor. I wanted to do it a little, you know, bring her in from the beginning, not just slide her in when everybody is a little bit...
Mr. Hatter?
Tipsy. Yes, Your Honor.
You're not ready to be this woman's husband. Nope. And you don't want her to be your wife. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. You won't say it. I'll say it. Because there's no way in the world that she shows up at your family's house with your family in there enjoying themselves, about to do some cookout, because that's why you're getting charcoal. She bring the wine, you take the wine from her, so y'all about to get your grub on, continue partying, and she will show the door. That's not somebody that you are ready to marry.
I think I want kids is why I haven't been able to really...
What? Grow. Okay, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. No. No, we had that discussion already. I told him I was not wanting to have any more children, and he said, that's good, because
that's
I don't want any children. And why are you changing your mind on this? Where did you get that?
Because Mr. Hatter is 43 years old, and he can marry a 28-year-old, and they can have multiple babies.
Now,
and you are 51 years old, and your baby-making days are probably over. That's why.
And I feel like I've had no relationship with you for the past 6 to 8 months. You've been gone. Like, who am I really engaged to?
Well, you knew I'm building my business.
I do.
I don't think you understand.
Do you want to build the business of our relationship and our future? Because that would be nice. And if you're not going to be the one who's going to do that with me, then perhaps I need to be thinking about other things.
But
I'm here because I
love
you.
Why would I give up my business? Like, why would I cut back?
There's no reason for you to cut back because Mr. Hatter is just not that into you right now. Let's live in the truth.
I agree with you.
Let's live in the truth. Ms. Gates, you opened the case because you suspect your fiancé does not have an intention of marrying you. Mr. Hatter, you said you don't like ultimatums and believe Ms. Gates coerced you into proposing initially, and you've been blindsided. Let me be very clear with the two of you. You don't want the same things at the same time. There is no question about that. Ms. Gates, you have a definite opinion on what your timeline is and how you want to build the next few years of your life.
I do.
Mr. Hatter is not at that point. I'm not sure that he will ever get to that point with you. I don't know if it's a commitment issue. And I'm not saying you need to be ready to marry. But you don't get to string her along. If you want the option of having biological children, then that's no problem. But you owe her that explanation. You owe her the ability to say, well, clearly that doesn't work for me. And ma'am, you need to listen to him because he has told you in multiple ways. There is a time or a season for a relationship. I suspect the time is up, the reason is over, and the season has changed.
You're stringing me along.
Not stringing you along.
And you don't it's even just, have... You, where did your kids thing come from? You said you didn't want to have kids.
You know, I mean,
and now you're going to pull that out in front of everybody?
I was willing to trade kids for a relationship.
That's not true. You said
yes,
you didn't
is.
Want kids.
We talked about this at length, but when there's no relationship, what else is there?
You know that I don't want kids.
And you know that I love you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but you don't listen.
Robert, what does our friend John Kelly say? Don't trust a man with
two good excuses.
Exactly.
Listen, he's a great salesman. And he loves her. He doesn't want to wife her.
No, he's never going to wife her up. He enjoys being engaged so he can say he has a woman at
right.
home, but four times is not the charm.
Absolutely not.
Made in Georgia.